人生是一本书，每一段时光都是一段难忘的故事。
就让我们在此刻分享我们的故事。欢迎收听西雅图中文广播美国故事栏目。
亲爱的听众朋友，晚上好，欢迎收听西雅图中文电台美国故事栏目，我是小袁。今天我非常有幸的请到两位嘉宾，他们分别是 John L. Scott 公司的董事长他也是 John L. Scott 公司房地产公司的第三代领导人 Mr. John Lennox Scott， 欢迎您。You're welcome。 好，那我们简单的介绍一下John Lennox Scott 先生。那Lennox 他是 John L. Scott 房地产公司第三代领导人。John L. Scott 呢，是由 Lennox 的祖父于1931年创立的。那么在1980年起呢，Lennox 他开始全面管理这家总部位于美国太平洋西北地区的公司。目前 John L. Scott 公司在华盛顿州、俄勒冈州、爱达荷州和北加州都有自营和加盟的办公室，拥有超过2700名房地产经纪人，年销售额超过125亿美元。Lennox 他积极参与公平住房和多元化的倡议，他不仅通过公司自主开发的合作伙伴计划吸引来自不同背景的人进入房地产行业，还通过担任全美房地产经纪人协会董事会成员，推动行业的多元化和包容性的发展。我非常荣幸的请到Lennox 总裁来到我们西雅图中文电台的直播间。
Hey, let me say hi to all the listeners.
Well, it's a real honor to be here tonight on this program. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for the intro. And thank you very much, Lennox, for joining us tonight. And appreciate you taking the time. So, the host mentioned a bit about your background and the company. So let's pick up from there. Yeah, go ahead.
好，那我们也很感谢陆秋林先生担任翻译。那么陆先生呢，他也是 John L. Scott 公司的职员。
Okay, we can start with the first question.
好，那我们知道 John L. Scott 公司是一家有着90多年历史的家族企业。那您能不能跟我们分享一下 John L. Scott 公司这些年来的发展历程，是什么使得这家公司今天如此独特，如此成功啊？
Hey, Lennox, as we know, the John L. Scott has been the family business for over 90 years. So, can you tell us about how the company has grown over the years and what makes it so special today?
Well, thank you. And thank you for being our interpreter today.
No problem.
Linus Liu, not only our interpreter, but John L. Scott, broker associate.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Thank you for being part of our team.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm the third generation in the Scott family to lead John L. Scott Real Estate. My daughter will be the fourth.
Oh, nice.
And so we're 94 years in business, and over these 94 years, it's all of us together and the team that have created the legacy. What we do within the real estate industry is transactional excellence, but our higher purpose of what we are about as a company is creating an environment for living life as a contribution.
Yep. All right. John L. Scott 的地产呢是由几代人的家庭共同组成跟传承的，他们是在建造一个很专业跟可靠的环境给我们全部的 agent， 并定义了我们这个公司的核心价值。他刚刚提到了就是 living life contribution， 所以致力于为服务的那个客户呢做服务跟贡献，并且由 Lennox 提供的给的帮助，像他女儿成为这个第四代一样，就是一样会帮我们支持我们团队继续的发展。Yep, continue.
Great, and so what living life at a contribution means to us is, is each individual client being a contribution to both the buyers and the sellers that we represent. It's supporting our teammates. It's we get involved with the John L. Scott Foundation. All of our teammates, all 3,500 of us, contribute to the foundation, where we sponsor events for 17 children's hospitals throughout the three-state area that we represent. and to help raise money for children's health care, helping the kids get healthy and be at home. And then we take these lessons we learn in business, we take them home with our friends and family, community, and place of faith.
Lennis 解释了一下我们的公司的核心价值 Living Lives Contribution 是什么意思，就比如说我们的全部的经济3500个经济都有参加跟提供那些大约每年30个那个活动，就是要帮助我们一些儿童的医疗啊，或者那个儿童健康问题筹的善款呢，我大约他没提到，我 提一下，大约是每年有2000万的美金的善款，就捐给17个不同的儿童医院，其中包括我们熟悉的Seattle Children's Hospital， 也希望我们那些经纪人呢，有过一样的理念去帮助我们身边的家人跟朋友，跟我们的社会啊，跟社区做一些一定的贡献。所以谢谢 Lennis 为我们的社区就做了这些事情。Thank you for doing this for the communities.
Thank you.
Yep.
那么在 John L. Scott 公司的历史上面，您最引以为自豪的一些重要的里程碑是什么呢？
Hey, Lennis, what are some of the biggest milestones or achievements that you're most proud of in the company history?
Well, it's creating this positive environment. And being in real estate, it's about full expression. We are so blessed to be in this industry where we get to be our best, be a contribution to our clients to help them move forward in life. To learn, continually learn, we're positive, just creating this environment that we have. And that's what I'm most proud of.
Lennis 最自豪的是为我们大家也好，我们团队公司的人也好，创作一个很积极、很好的工作环境，让我们每个人呢，每个 agent 在这个工作生活里面呢，都可以做到最好的自己，以至于呢，我们可以帮我们的 clients 的买家或者卖家，帮助他们就是买房也好其他生活的事情也好，或者甚至对他们那个各自的社区做一定的贡献。Yep.
So you rank the number 19, right?
Yes. Yes. We're really proud of, as a company, our national rankings. We're ranked number 19th in the nation for a independently owned company. But within that, we're ranked out of the top 20. We're the number 3 company in the nation for production by each of our individual agents. And that just shows the what we put into our business. We all work together, our support team, our leadership team, our service center team. We all really contribute to our individual clients and helping them move forward.
Okay. 谢谢台长提到我们的公司的那个排名。我们在独立的 independent 公司里面排名第19，然后每个经纪人的那个销售额呢，在平均来说全国是排在第3的。以至于做到这个成绩呢，是因为我们对每个 agent 的付出跟或者那个给他们提供最好的环境。
John L. Scott 公司是怎样持续的创新，并在竞争中能够保持领先？
So how does the John L. Scott continue to innovate and stay ahead in such competitive market?
Well, it comes down to focus. We have some statements in the company. We're a positive, proactive, productive family team environment. And where this really shows up is one of our key concepts is vital few and then important many. There's so many things that you can do every day, but we take on one or two focus items as an executive team, and then it's frequency of focus of those two items. And that would be meeting every month in executive meeting on our service levels, of helping sellers and helping buyers, helping our agents, our broker associates, in their relationships with their client base. That's what we focus on as our vital few. Because if you don't focus on them on a continual basis, the conversation disappears.
Okay, 他提到了我们公司是比较有执行力、很积极、很有产量的公司。这为什么就做到这两点呢？做到这些东西呢？是有几点，他比较专注于，就是对客户、买家也好、卖家也好，甚至对自己的 agent 也好的关系的一个这个。上课对他们的培训啊，各方面的东西， 就包括了每个定期的每个公司都会有开会，都会做市场分析，或者对每个特定地区每个价格区间都有具体的销售那个数据。
Additionally, we analyze the market. We break the Northwest, the three-state area, Washington, Oregon, Idaho, into 40 submarkets, and we analyze each of these markets on a monthly basis. And we get into the nuances, and I'm going to go through some of those during the show. But we look at the sales activity intensity of what's happening in the market. We know the trends, the yearly trends of how the market ebbs and flows throughout the years, and I'll get into detail on each of those.
Okay, 他刚才提到我的，就是我们公司都会做市场分析，然后把那个每个州、每个城市都会分得很细，就是每个市场都有不一样的价格区分。包括我，他刚才提到了有Washington State, Oregon, and Idaho 这三个州的每个城市都有具体的数据报告，而且每个月都会通过他会提供这数据给每个经纪人。Yep.
And just one more thing. I read every day. I read seven newsletters. I listen to podcasts. I send out articles to our team members, our executives. And so we're always in the conversation of providing better service, walking in excellence. And we have another expression, good to great, great to greatness. And greatness is always walking in the conversation of excellence to keep it alive. Otherwise, it dissipates.
Okay, Leonard 想提到一些东西，他每天都会坚持阅读不一样的文章、信息，肯听 podcast， 像我们在做一样，就是他会听就是一些访问啊，或者一些网上的那个资料什么的，这让他会每天都有 update， 就知道会跟客人会要说什么事情。
您能不能描述一下就是太平洋西北地区现在的房地产的市场情况？
Let's talk about the market right now. So, how would you describe the current state of the real estate market in the Pacific Northwest?
Well, the Seattle metropolitan Puget Sound area is one of the top markets in the nation. And the number one factor is job growth. We have job growth in this market because of the technology companies that we have here, very powerful companies where they keep bringing individuals in to expand their businesses as technologies come forward. So many technologies over the year. We had the mobile phones, then we had the computers, the cloud business, now AI. It just keeps growing and growing. We're going to have a positive market here for the next two decades at least, if not further on, because of the businesses that we have here. So with that in mind, interest rates are just a kicker one way or another. They might speed up the market a little bit or take away a little bit, but job growth is the number one key factor that I watch.
Okay, Lennis 觉得我们的西雅图的地区或者那个整个普吉湾地区还是在整个全美来说是比较 hot 的，就是比较 top 的一个 market 来的。然后他提到了我们一般看那个市场的状况呢，我们要看那个就业增长，就业增长是最重要的那个指标之一。
And with job growth, we were extremely strong or uber strong in job growth before the pandemic. Now we've come down two levels to just strong. But just strong is okay, and it's still positive, and that's what we have here in Puget Sound.
他再次强调了我们的就业增长的那个指标是非常重要的，虽然我们没有达到疫情之前那么高的那个就业增长，但现在依然是处于不错的就业增长那个数据。所以我们一般看市场的话，我们像Lennis 还是他教我们其他 agent 的话，都要看那个当地的就是特定地区的那个就业增长率。
Can I have a follow-up question?
He got the question.
Yeah, follow-up question. So, just in case there's a recession in the United States, do you think the price in the area will be lower?
It's a hotbed right here close to the job centers in, on the east side, south King County, Snohomish County. And it's just not one business, but we're in a growth industry right now with AI on top of the cloud business. The cloud business creates a base here of revenues for companies that they're able to invest in and move forward with the in the AI world. So, of course, there's some job losses, but we're a very vibrant community, and we'll just have to see how everything plays out over the year ahead.
Okay, Lennis 刚才提到我要补充一下，他说我们的那个市场比较好，是因为我们的那科技公司，特别是 AI， 以前是手机、电脑，现在是 AI 啊，cloud 啊之类的，所以接下来两个十年他都是看好的。要我们台长问到他的问题，就是我们万一有 recession， 会不会对我们那个市场有什么太大影响？但是 Lennis 觉得我们那个 King County 跟 Snohomish County 还是那个增长还是足够的，就是会肯定会有影响，但不至于像其他城市一样。Yep.
That's great, good news. 您对当前房价和房源库存的趋势有什么看法？
So what trends are you seeing the home price and inventory right now?
Well, we have a chart, and I'll show it to the viewers. But we have a chart every year that we call it the six phases of the yearly housing cycle. It happens the same way every year. Real estate is so predictable. We know right at the first of the year, January 1 is the low point of unsold inventory. And very few homes come on the market in January and February, but a big number of buyers come out after the holidays. So the biggest price boost every year happens the first 3 months of the year. Then starting in March, April, we start to get more homes coming on than sales, you know, it's slightly above it. But then May, June, July, and August, we get more homes every month than the number going under contract. So we build up unsold inventory, and September 1st is the high point of unsold inventory during the year.
All right, 他提到了一个知识点来的，我们都知道，无论什么利息也好，什么情况也好，它都有一个可预测的六个阶段，就是每年都有六个阶段。他提到了每年的房价最大增长就是放在年初的时候，要在三四月份到暑假的时候就比较平稳一点，要到初季到小朋友开始上学之后就会回落一点。要至于那个库存的问题呢，你看到每年年初的时候库存是最少的，因为大家从那个过完那个节日啊，就是全部 holiday 之后库存是比较少，直到三四月的话你看到库存会有增长，要五月份到暑假结束的话呢，那库存会大量增加，到九月份的时候是每年的库存的最高的时候，记住九月份是库存最高的时候，之后进入冬季呢，就是进入那个十一十十二月份的时候呢，就比较慢一点，就是比较房子可能就比较 slow 一点，但是每年都是这样，每年都是这样，都是同一个循环，同一个周期。
So every month we put out a housing update for the 40 market areas that I was talking about, and in this we break it out by price range within each of these areas. And each of our John L. Scott broker associates, our agents, have these tools available for wherever you live in the three-state area. So, Linus, they can get it from you or any of our other John L. Scott agents. So one of the things that on this is the month supply by price range. The other item is we created what we call a sales activity intensity indicator. And this goes over the percent of homes that go under contract the first 30 days. The first 30 days is the best chance to sell your home at the best price. And that's what this indicator goes over.
Okay, 他提到了，他刚才提到把他的全部市场分为40个小市场，每个市场都有具体的那个销售数据，要分为每个那个房价的那个分段，例如50万以下，50万到75万，75万到100万，100万或者以上，还有分段，每个市场都有不一样的那个数据，每个礼拜都会反映回到他那里，然后他会总结，然后会给我们每个 agent 怎么定段，就是定义那个房那个市场那个是否火热或怎么样呢，他就看每个房子是不是前30天就可以 pending， 他以那个做判断，如果前30天就可以 pending 的话，就证明那个市场还是可以的。
And the sales activity intensity indicator really helps out in strategy mm-hmm. for both the seller and the and for buyers.
Mm-hmm.
For sellers, it shows the percentage chances of their home going under a contract that first 30 days, and it also indicates pricing pressures, either mm-hmm. up or softening prices. So right after the beginning of the year, we go up two levels of hotness on the of sales activity intensity. We come down one level in April as more listings come on above homes going under contract, and we come down another level in July.
Okay, 观众可能看不到，就是有一个指标就指明那个市场到底去到什么程度，它是以那个前30天百分之多少房子 pending 来做一个指标的。他说到就是每个月其实都有不一样的数据，所以我们都要分析到每个月，这样这对我们的买家也好卖家也好都有具体的数据在手，以去判断我们的房子要卖多少钱，或者我们看喜欢的房子到底要需不需要去抢，或者需要不要给更高的价格去买。
But it is okay to buy and sell within same market timing.
但如果你要同时买跟卖的话，就是在同一个时间是没关系，因为你卖的高，也会买的那个房子高，价格也会一样的高。
啊，那我们请Lennox 给我们介绍一下，就是在当前的市场环境下，买家和卖家面临的最大的挑战是什么？
So they want to know what the biggest challenge the buyer and the seller are facing in today's market.
Well, for buyers, it's affordability because mm-hmm. prices have gone up quite a bit since COVID hit.
Mm-hmm.
And then with the shortage of inventory that's coming on the market. So there's two types of sellers. There's those that have a 3% mortgage. And they're what we call locked in to that low mortgage. They mm-hmm. don't want to give it up, that low interest rate. And they only move if there's a life event that takes place. Then the other half of sellers have major home equity. And there's no restriction. So they're bringing their home on the market and moving in today's market. Those with the 3% mortgage, they're not bringing their home on the market in the normal sequence. So we have 10 to 20% fewer homes coming on the market, creating a shortage. And the buyers are very resilient. There's people moving into town that want to buy homes.
Do you want to talk about another 50% of homeowner? Or you want me to go ahead?
Go ahead.
Okay, 买家遇到的问题，他提到了一个关键词，就是可负担性和可选择性。是为什么？因为我们上市的房源相对于 COVID 之前我们已经减少太多太多了，就是库存是蛮紧张的。至于为什么，因为我相信大家很多现在的利息呢都是疫情的时候买或者重贷的时候的 3% 左右，当你用 3% 的利息的时候，除非有特别的情况发生，例如你要换工作或者你家庭成员发生变化或者财务变化，否则你不会卖那个房子，因为那时候的利息太低了。所以我们看到现在市场的房源是比较少比较紧张，所以对于买家来说他们的可选择性呢就相对少很多了。
So normally,
we will have break.
Okay. At 10 o'clock.
声声有情。
1150AM, 西雅图中文电台。
这里是您的信息中心。
这里是您的心灵港湾。
这里是您的精神家园。
西雅图华人自己的中文电台。
朋友们也可以在网上收听我们的节目，收听网址是 ChineseRadioSeattle.com，
也可以通过智能手机下载 Chinese Radio Seattle 或者西雅图中文电台 App 来收听我们的节目。
我们的高清调频频道是 FM 98.9 Channel 3。
我们的微信平台、新浪微博和 Facebook 账号都是 Chinese Radio Seattle。
餐饮、
娱乐、
招聘、
交友、
买房、
投资、
演出，
请找西雅图中文电台。
中文电台广告使您梦想成真，最低收费每月仅仅$100就有机会使您的生意或者活动家喻户晓。
赶快行动吧！广告热线 206-619-8698。
206-619-8698
或者发 email 到 crsradio@gmail.com。
游客们请注意，自2025年5月7日起，新的航空旅行用身份证件要求开始生效，请立即访问 realidwa.com， 确保你已经做好准备。有多种形式的身份证件可供选择，只需确保您出发到机场前备好您的身份证件，以实现轻松无忧的旅行。行动起来，立即做好准备，以便我们一起开始航空旅行。请立即访问 realidwa.com。巴克利律师事务所专业受理人身伤害索赔，多年来专门办理车祸等意外受伤的案子，索赔成功过后收费，不成功则不收费。联系电话206-920-6721，206-920-6721。
欢迎回到我们西雅图中文电台美国故事栏目的直播现场。今天我们在西雅图中文电台位于 Bellevue 的直播间，迎来了全美国第19大房地产公司的总裁John Lennox Scott 先生。那我知道那个 Lennox 是这边 Bellevue 长大的，然后在Bellevue 的Newport High School 上的学。您对这个高中还有最深的回忆是什么？
They mentioned that you grew up in the Bellevue area and went to the Newport High School. Is anything you want to share back then?
Well, what a great market area to grow up in. So I've been involved with the family company since I was age 10. I painted the signs for the company, and then in a couple years later, I was doing all the yard work for the people that moved out of town and going to Newport High School, University of Washington. So this is my hometown, and just the school district is just phenomenal. The access to snow skiing, the lakes, everything is right here in Puget Sound.
Lennox 提到他就是在这里长大的，就是他十岁呢，就是在标武这边地方呢帮别人就是工作，已经就是可能帮他爸爸就是帮一些客户啊什么的，就弄一些鸭，就是做些院子啊什么。他从小就可能接触这一行，做这些东西。那他觉得标语这边是一个很好城市，而且很方便，就是交通也方便，要去到别的像刚才提到的去滑雪啊，或者做其他活动也很方便。他还是很非常喜欢这标语这个城市的。
我听说您在 Newport High School 当过足球队的那个守门员，您当时那些队友还有见面吗？
You mentioned that you were the
goalie of the soccer team.
Soccer team. Are you still in touch with all those people back then?
Oh, yes. Growing up in the area, we all went to elementary school, junior high school, and we just had our reunion for high school, and 9 of the 11 players on our soccer team were there, and we all got together to reminisce about elementary school soccer, 5th and 6th grade.
Wow,
it was
amazing.
Just fabulous.
他提到了像当时可能就是上小学的跟高中都是那一群同学，在早几天呢他们还有个同学聚会，还见到了九个当时的队员，还会聊起了以前那些小时候的事情啊什么的。
Well, let's continue the question of number 6, 在当前市场环境下叫 the challenge of the
Would you like to finish the biggest challenge the buy and seller facing today's market?
Yes, let's talk about how unique this market is. Because normally when interest rates would go from 3% up to 7% where they are today, the market would slow down and prices would come back off. But not this time. Because there are fewer homes coming on the market and the buyers are resilient, that's creating price support and upward pricing pressure. There's just not enough houses in the Northwest, in Central Puget Sound. And so there's been good price growth, and we would expect to see that in the years to come. There's just not going to be enough housing supply, per se, in the more affordable mid-price ranges heading into the upper end.
OK, 他提到了就是现在我们可能大家都知道了，我们的利息大约都6点几，差不多接近7，特别最近因为那个关税的问题。 一般的高利息呢会导致房价会下降的，但是因为我们库存不够，我们库存是非常紧张的，所以这个情况没发生。我们看到那个房价还是蛮高的，西雅图大西雅图地区的买家呢还是蛮强势的，所以一直还是推动那个房价在往上涨。
啊，嗯，感谢您的回答。那么科技是怎样改善了客户的买卖体验？
In this day, we all talk about the technology, AI things, right? So how the technology improved the home buying and selling experience for our clients?
Well, over the years, because we're now, 30 years in the real estate industry with the internet. And then, of course, mobile technology for 25 years. So these continual improvements. And now we have AI. And AI is basically, I call AI, actual intelligence meets technology.So it's the combination of both that now is going to be AI, and we have an expression, if it isn't instant, it's not fast enough. And AI is just going to continue that, moving that forward with technology.
Okay, 他提到我们30年前就其实有网路了，就是我们公司一直就是为这些科技一直在做准备的。25年前有手机，然后到现在呢，我们就是有 AI 这个帮助我们。AI 是什么意思呢？他说到是其人工智能结合现在的快速的那个通讯技术。然后他提到一句话，刚刚说到，如果不是及时的信息呢，就是不够快。什么意思呢？就是无论上市也好，卖房也好，交易也好，成交都要及时显示，所以大家买家卖家也好，会得到最快最好的消息。
So the first time I saw AI.Was in 1968. There was a movie called 2001 Space Odyssey. And then the next year, 1969, we landed on the moon. And then the book Future Shock came out. So we've been anticipating technology each step along the way to provide that instant marketing, instant communication, instant information.For our clients, both buyers and sellers.
他从70年代好60年代好他就看电影要就是看那些技术要就是接触有一天那个 AI 就会来临的了。就是包括我们自己公司 Joanna Scott 要就是为了这个 AI 技术我们做了很多年的准备。就是我们知道 AI 这个技术一直在缩短我们的交易时间。然后未来的话可能会看到更多 AI 会帮助我们就是交易这个对我们的那个买卖会有更缩短更快。
And for buyers, the technology has just provided that instant exposure to all properties for sale in the marketplace. Instantly being able to see them for the market area that, and price range that you're interested in. And for sellers, full exposure to the whole, all the buyers, all the agents in the industry, the brokers in the industry, to find the home for themselves in the future.
对买家来说呢，现在已经就是无论大家在手机上要，就是在电脑上要，就第一时间看到所有可选择的房源了。不像以前是还需要就是靠经纪提供。要对卖家来说呢，从第一天上市在 MLS 上市的话，就是马上会传送到各大平台，大家都可能会看到那个房子，以至于它最大的提高到最大的曝光率。接受更好的那个有可能接受多于一个或者更好的 offer。
您刚刚提到 AI， 说 AI 跟大数据在现代房地产当中扮演什么角色，然后 John L. Scott 是怎样应用 AI 跟大数据的。
He tried to go a little bit deeper on the AI thing. So what role do the AI and big data play in the modern real estate? So how has John L. Scott used those tools?
Well, we've been anticipating AI for a period of time.
Mm-hmm.
For example, it used to take 35 to 45 days for the transaction process. The purchase agreement seller-buyer would sign, and it would take 45 days to close the transaction. We are now down to 10 days for that particular item.
我们公司刚才说了，已经为了这个 AI 已经做了很多年的准备跟那个技术的审核了。像他举个例子，就是买房的这个过程了，以前可能就是要30天、40天，甚至45天，到现在我们 很多时候见到十天就可以 closing 了，就是完完全全缩短了我们那个 closing 的时间，因为那个科技跟电脑的帮助。
And we know in the AI world, we'll get down to the one-day transaction process.
大家注意了，他说未来可能一天就可以，就是把那个买卖房交易就可以就是全部都搞好了，一天。
Yep. Another example where AI we've been anticipating, we now get buyers fully underwritten ahead of time, not just pre-approved.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you're fully underwritten, there's greater certainty for the seller that you will be able to move forward and close on that home.
对买家来说，以前呢，大家看房的时候可能就只带了一个 pre-approved letter, 就预批信。但到现在呢，像我们公司它会有那个自己的贷款，可以叫你 fully underwritten, 就是完全担保批了才去看房。这样的话呢，对卖方来说呢也有更大的保障，就不会太多那个贷款不了的那个情况发生。所以这个也大大的帮助了我们的交易时间。
And we already do this for many buyers right now, get them fully underwritten ahead of time, but in the AI world, every buyer will be fully underwritten ahead of time.
我们现在已经做了很多那个 fully underwritten, 就是完全担保那个贷款了。但是未来的话，你会看到那个 AI 会帮助，是每个人都可能会做到那个 fully underwritten, 就是完全担保，就是大家都可能像他说的，一天可能就完成交易。
啊，那西雅图和Bellevue 地区对房地产投资者有哪些独特的吸引力？
Each of us know a couple of investors in real estate, right?What makes the Seattle and Bellevue areas particularly attractive for the real estate investor?
Well, for the real estate investors, a couple items people look at. One is job growth. They look at the school systems because there's upward pricing pressures. The better the schools, the better the market, the better desirability, the access to the corporations here. We're in such a beautiful natural environment. All those factors come in to make this a very attractive investment community.
我们西雅图跟 Bellevue 呢都是比较科技公司的中心。我们对就业增长是非常好的，而且我们的特别是 Bellevue, 我们有很好的学校，小学也好，中学也好，高中都好，都很好的学校系统，甚至大学在例如华盛顿大学，交通也好，那个自然环境也是非常棒的。这最重要是我们已经越来越多元化了，越来一个比较像是个 international city, right? It's kind of 就多元化和国际化的一个城市，特别是 Bellevue。
好，那我们进一下广告，广告之后回来。
Okay.
Another break.
肌肉骨骼伤痛、车祸、工伤，请找康健脊椎治疗中心肖明医师。康健康健，祝您健康。电话206-621-7501206-621-7501。
西雅图中文电台需要您的支持。如果您曾经听到过西雅图中文电台的节目，如果您曾经在西雅图中文电台网站或者微信平台上读到过我们的报道，如果您参加过中文电台举办的演出或者其他活动，请您支持我们。西雅图中文电台是由非营利组织西雅图华人广播协会支持的。大多数的主持人多年来义务为西雅图以及全球的华人提供精神食粮，请您向具有 501c3 免税资格的西雅图华人广播协会捐款。捐款的 PayPal 账号是 scbaseattle@gmail.com， 捐款电话206-619-8698 206-619-8698。西雅图中文电台感谢您的支持。
欢迎回到我们西雅图中文电台正在直播的美国故事栏目的节目现场。今天我们请到了那个房地产的大牛，或者说是泰斗级人物啊，是我们全美国排名第19的房地产公司 John Scott 公司的总裁John Lennox Scott 先生。那今天其实有特别就是 break news 的，就是特朗普把所有国家的那个关税给暂停了，就是只收10%的关税，然后呢把中国的关税提高到了125%。所以我很想知道那个Lennox 对这个关税是怎么看的。
We would like to talk about the tariff, especially what we have today. So we kind of suspend the tariff to the other nations, except China, right? So what you see or what do you think the tariff's going to do to our real estate market, especially in our big Seattle area?
Well, with the tariffs, it's a process. We will be okay. Trade reciprocity and the amount of trade going between nations to get it more equalized. That's what the net effect will be. It will be a stronger nation for the United States, and it'll be good for around the world for trade as we work through this process.
他觉得这是一个过程来的，就是他的目的呢，可能就达到交易的公平性，可能就我们其他的国家，但当然是说我们国家会可能，他提到是我们国美国会变得更强大，然后其他国家呢会得到更公平的交易跟那个关税那个数字所以我们最后应该都是一切都是 OK 的了，就是不会有太大的影响，目前来说。
Although the trade with China will take longer to work through, because there's more issues involved, it'll just take more negotiations, but it should be hopefully a positive result as we move forward over the months ahead. We'll just have to see how that plays out.
Yeah, 跟中国的谈判可能时间会久一点，会拉的时间久，但是一切来说就总会有就是得到答案的一天，就是我们会看吧，看到时候跟中国谈的怎么样吧。
So how it's affected the market right now is there's a little bit of pause on the east side. We're not seeing this pause in South King County or Snohomish, but a little bit of a pause on the east side for buyers that have their investments in the stock market. Now, the stock market came back today as we start to get more countries, agreements with more with countries being announced. Things will settle in.
提到了这个关税对房地产的有什么就是影响，就是他提到了对我们东区，我们东区可能会比较大的影响，看到很多买家可能就暂时先观望的态度，现在包括我自己的买家现在也自己也确实是在观看，就是因为那个很多东区的买家他那个很多钱在投资在那个股票市场，现在因为那个关税的问题有一点波动什么的，他们还在观望情况。但是对他提到了对那个 King County 的南边或者其他 County 来说呢，就是那个影响没那么大，或者我们还没看到有任何影响。最重要的是还是对东区这群科技公司的职员或者我们的东区的朋友来说的可能会稍微有一点影响。
But we know every time there's turbulence on a temporary basis, it also creates opportunities, and that is taking place once again.
虽然有这些事情，但是他说了，一样会有很多好的机会。就这个，我把这个 apply to 的那个房地产的话，别人不买的话，可能是你可以找到适合你的房子，可能以更好的价格买下来。
啊，太好了，感谢Lennox的解读啊。
Thank you.
您认为未来几年豪宅市场会怎样发展
？All right.
Luxury home market.
Just give me one second. So what do you see the luxury market evolving over the next few years?
Well, the luxury market is a build-up of the price points. As we go up the price points, we get to the luxury homes.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of activity, the more affordable mid-price ranges. We will have more product coming on in the future with ADUs, additional units on certain properties. They'll be able to be built. So that will bring some what would they call workforce housing in the mid-price ranges. So that will be good for home ownership in the region. The luxury market is very desirable close into the job centers.
高档住宅是非常活跃的，特别他提到了就是在我们这边东区啊，或者靠近那些科技行业的中心的话， 然后我们公司会有一些 program 是帮助这些高档的房产的买卖，所以股市也好股市方面的增值的财富呢，就是这个增长，他们有钱的话，他们会依然还是会投资到那高档的那个住宅上面，所以我们看到的是高档住宅还是会往上涨。
啊，那我们知道现在正值2025年春季房市的旺季，那我们特别想请您跟我们分享一下，John L. Scott 公司帮助卖方准备上市的流程，也就是 Market Ready Program， 能不能跟我们讲一讲，就是这个 program 的流程具体内容，还有是怎样帮助卖方的
？So here we are in the spring market 2025, right? We would love you to share about the amazing process, what we call the Market Ready. Can you tell us more about that?
Sure. When we're working with sellers,we have a phrase called market ready day one. Because when you bring a house on the market with the technology we have today, it's at the nanosecond it goes active live for marketing, buyers become aware. Agents, brokers who are working with buyers, they instantly see that home's for sale. So that's why we came up with this concept that we call market ready day one. And there's five items for market ready day one: house right, yard right, marketing right, price right, and the right listing broker to represent you.
Okay, 提到了我们的公司那个 program 就是market ready day one， 就是从第一天呢就把你房子准备好，怎么去展示，怎么去卖，因为现在你一旦上市，大家都马上会看得到那个房子，所以这个 program 呢是为那个卖家做准备的，因为卖家需要确保上市前就把那房子准备的好，所以涉及到五个关键的问题啊，哪五个关键呢？就是房子、院子、价格定位，还有推广，还有那个适合这个房子买卖的那个 agent， 就是你所谓的卖房经纪 listing agent。所以接下来让 Lennis 跟你们说一下那个每个关键的各自的东西。Yeah, go ahead with the five rights.
Yeah, so it really comes up in our seller marketing presentation, our consultation with the seller, that we go over these items. And let's talk about a few of them. First of all, house right. We would stage the house. Maybe a wall gets painted, the carpet clean. Of course, the bathrooms and the kitchen, spotless. These are the items that really sparkle when a person walks in.
第一个最重要当然是房子本身要准备的好。例如说如果条件允许的话，我们最强烈建议的是做 staging， 就是做一个摆设，我们叫软装，就是请别的公司过来，就是帮你摆设，让房子变得比较漂亮整洁一点。然后另外的要注意的是清理的问题，整洁的问题，如果地毯需要清洁的话，当然要清洁，或者粉刷那个内漆啊、外漆啊，还有房子周边的那个装饰都要注意，因为房子好的话对别人的印象是也蛮重要的，所以这是他所称的就是 house right。
We partner with our sellers to help them showcase their home to get the best price。
我们 会跟那个 seller 一起，就是上市之前我们跟 seller 就是会会面，会商量会怎么样那个房子就是准备好，就是做好准备工作要上市。
So the next item would be yard right. The yard is the most underrated item in selling a property. If you're going to spend any money to get your house in show shape, work on the yard. Because buyers feel like $1 million just walking up to the front door if that front yard is in good condition. The lawn mowed, the beds weeded,maybe some flowers in the spring, it makes all the difference in the world.
Okay, 一个这是蛮重要的，以前我也蛮忽视的，就是院子前院，特别是前院，卖房子前院是大家没有提到太多的。有时候前院呢，因为什么？因为大家来看房子或者有人开始经过的时候，前院的状况好的话，对你那个房子那个感觉就不一样，就是觉得那个房东会对自己房子打理的比较好。 而且这个是比较具有性价比的东西，就是你花1000多2000块请人过来剪个草，种一点花，把那个前院整修一下，就会留给一个很好的印象。Hey, Lennis, do you want to talk about the story when you were doing the yard works for the sellers?
Sure. So about 50 years ago, when I used to do the yard work for people moving out of town, it would take me all day and maybe a crew of two other people to get the yard in shape. I never got the easy job just to come back and mow the lawn the next week because the house would always sell. Because if it's all about market presence, street presence. When people drive up, they see the yard, the house is the house, and it really showcases it to move.
Lennis 提到他一个自然的个人的那个自身经历，他50年前呢，他就帮公司去做帮一些房子，就是整理前院。他可能2到3个人去整理前院，就是卖房钱。但是呢，每一次他做完前院之后，你知道他每他在整完成之后的房子就卖掉了，他就不需要再回来，所以他从那时候就觉得呢，前院整理的好呢是卖房的关键，就是每一次他做好前院印象好的话，他都不需要回来第二次了，因为第二次房子就卖了。
Okay, just the other three items quickly. Price right, we have all the stats to go over, the competitive market analysis. Marketing right, we've talked about that. Getting up on the internet, the national portals, and then, of course, the right listing broker, your personal representative to showcase your home and network with others.
Okay, 剩下的三个关键他稍微谈一下。第一个是定价，定价肯定要准确啊，我们的会做一个市场的那个市场分析，了解市场上有什么房源在卖。然后他提到另外一个是 market right, 是什么意思呢？就是上市我们有最好的系统，就是让那个房子有最大的曝光度。然后最后一点就是挑适合你自己的经济，不一定说哪个经济好，什么什么哪个经济好，要挑适合你那个地区或者了解那个地区行情那个经济，以这帮助你拿到最好的价格。
因为时间有限啊，今天很快就到节目的尾声。今天非常荣幸的请到John L. Scott 公司的总裁John Lennox Scott 先生来到我们西雅图中文电台美国故事栏目的节目现场。那么我 last question, 就是对于首次购房者，您对当前市场环境下有什么建议？
All right, Ty Sub, thank you for joining us tonight. Thank you, Lennox.
There's not last question.
Okay, I've got the last question for you. So, any advice would you give the first-time home buyer trying to enter the market today?
Yes, I would definitely talk to a real estate agent, a broker, and you owe it to yourself to have a consultation on what's going on in the market, the intensity to the market, meet with a mortgage broker to find out what you're qualified for, go over, we have a buyer advisory to go over 8 critical items in the purchase agreement. All these things your broker associate can help you with and to position you to be able to get a home.
第一步肯定是要找专业的房地产经纪跟他咨询，甚至有时候会会面开会，充分了解那个市场到底是怎么样现在，或者当前你当地的市场的价格大约去到哪个地步。然后例如像我们公司，你会可以来到我公司跟那个贷款经纪见面，跟同时跟那个房地产经纪见面，他会跟你过一遍，就是买卖合同要注意东西，跟你贷款或者贷款额到多少，他很清晰的告诉你，所以你比较有清晰的那个概念要买多少钱的房子。
How about work hard to make more money?
What's the question again?
How about work hard to make enough money?
All right. Again, thank you, Lennis, for joining us tonight. I appreciate your time.
Joy to be here. Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you.
餐饮、
娱乐、
招聘、
交友、
买房、
投资、
演出，
请找西雅图中文电台。
中文电台广告使您梦想成真，最低收费每月仅仅$100，就有机会使您的生意或者活动家喻户晓。
赶快行动吧！广告热线2066198698，2066198698，
或者发 email 到 crsradio@gmail.com。
西雅图中文电台需要您的支持。 如果您曾经听到过西雅图中文电台的节目，如果您曾经在西雅图中文电台网站或者微信平台上读到过我们的报道，如果您参加过中文电台举办的演出或者其他活动，请您支持我们。西雅图中文电台是由非营利组织西雅图华人广播协会支持的，大多数的主持人多年来义务为西雅图以及全球的华人提供精神食粮，请您向具有 501c3 免税资格的西雅图华人广播协会捐款，捐款的 PayPal 账号是 scbaseattle@gmail.com， 捐款电话206-619-8698 206-619-8698。西雅图中文电台感谢您的支持。